This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. In Washington, senators today resumed debate on the Federal Marriage Act. It would create a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Behind the scenes, gay activists have tried to turn up the heat. They're threatening to out gay members of Congress and influential staff members who work for supporters of the gay marriage ban. Critics say this gay outing campaign is more like a witch hunt. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler reports.
President Bush stated his position last weekend during his weekly radio address. He said legalizing gay marriage would be a big mistake.
A constitutional amendment should never be undertaken lightly. Yet to defend marriage, our nation has no other choice. A great deal is at stake in this matter. The union of a man and woman in marriage is the most enduring and important human institution.
The president and other conservative politicians have pushed the marriage ban since February. Now, gay activists are using the debate to expose what they say is Washington hypocrisy. They say that too many members of Congress and influential staffers lead double lives, out and proud after hours in D.C.'s gay social scene, while opposing gay and lesbian issues on Capitol Hill. John Aravosis is a 40-year-old political consultant spearheading the outing campaign.
You have gay people working on the Hill who are actively helping their bosses make my sexual orientation a public issue that should be mocked, disdained, and basically outlawed in the law.
Aravosis started an email campaign several months ago and said he got an overwhelmingly positive response among Washington's gay community. Last week, he took out a full-page ad in a gay newspaper threatening to expose staff members who work for elected officials who oppose gay rights.
Something stronger has to happen than just lobbying members of Congress.
Aravosis says his goal is to stir debate in Washington's gay community. Another gay activist, Michael Rogers, has already started listing the names of closeted gay staff members on his website. Rogers said he is prepared to reveal the names of a gay senator and gay congressman, both of whom are married and support the Federal Marriage Act. But Lyndon Armstrong, a staff member who is openly gay, says forcing others out of the closet won't change any votes.
This is also a very personal decision, a very hard thing for people to go through whenever they're coming out, especially in a work environment. And to take that personal decision away is really not fair.
Armstrong works for Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, who supports the gay marriage ban. Armstrong says the current debate is personally difficult for him, but that his boss votes according to the views of his constituents back home, not his Washington staff. Political consultant Stuart Rothenberg agrees. He says the gay outing campaign won't make a difference.
Well, I think it's a curious strategy because I don't think it gets to the heart of the matter, which is convincing people one way or another on a matter of public policy. And I would think that on the Hill, this would be regarded as kind of a political version of blackmail or terrorism.
Many gay and lesbian organizations in Washington oppose the outing campaign, but are actively working to defeat the gay marriage ban. It needs approval of two-thirds of the Senate, and most political observers say that won't happen. Senators will vote on the measure later this week. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.